Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 81 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny office of Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to talk a lot of girls' hoops tonight as the season heads into the home stretch. We've got the big Jayhawk rematch coming up on Friday at Ankeny. And in a little while, we'll be talking to one of the Hawkettes' top players to get her thoughts on the matchup. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He is a longtime assistant coach for the Ankeny Centennial team. And before that, he also coached under Scott DeYoung at Ankeny. He's helped the Jaguars to a 9-9 record this season. He is Dave Runchie. Dave, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, we're recording this podcast tonight from the MGA Properties office in Prairie Trail. I'm guessing you've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah. My wife works here, so
That's right.
It's kind of like home for us a little bit.
You bet. Well, you know, your team had gone through a rough stretch here in the last couple of weeks, dropping three straight games to ranked opponents. But you did bounce back last night with a 66-23 victory over Des Moines East on your home court. You know, that was a much-needed win, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and I think we, you know, anytime you have a couple of setbacks like that, it's nice to get back in the win column. We've been practicing very hard, and I think some of that work paid off, and you can kind of see a little bit of the fruits of our labor in that game.
Well, overall, you know, what did you think of your team's performance?
You know, I thought, you know, watching the game and in person and then watching it on tape, I felt like we, you know, we were aggressive from the get-go. We were able to get some shots in transition, work the ball around, work the ball ahead, play some pretty good defense, and felt worked on, you know, the game plan and executed it.
Well, yeah, you guys jumped out to a 24-2 lead and just pretty much cruised from there. And Cleo Murray scored a career-high 20 points in the win after averaging just 7 points over the last six games. You know, that was kind of a breakout game for her, and that would be huge if you can continue to get that kind of production from her.
Yeah, it certainly would. Cleo's really improved her game from her freshman to her sophomore year, and you can kind of see that in the summer and then also through the fall. Felt that, you know, she hit a few threes. She's really, you know, one of our better finishers, but if she can kind of hit out on three, it's going to make us much tougher to guard. So we were very happy to see that, and Cleo's worked very hard at her game and did a great job.
Now, your starting center, Alexandria Kiana Harris, missed her second straight game and her fifth in the last seven due to a foot injury. And I know Coach DeYoung told me last night that she's still day-to-day, but I'm sure you'd like to get her back before the postseason, wouldn't you?
We certainly would. We miss Alex a lot. She's, you know, yes, kind of the day-to-day with her toe and working back in through there. But anytime you have not just on the offensive end, rebounding, scoring in there, but then also she's a tremendous defensive player as well. So we'd love to get Alex back as soon as possible.
Well, I know you guys aren't satisfied with having a 500 record at this point in the season, but when you take a close look at your results, six of your nine losses have been by single digits, including two that went to overtime and another one that came down to the last possession of the game. So you have to feel like you guys aren't that far away.
I think that's kind of the message we've been sharing with our kids as far as we are, you know, we've talked about climbing a mountain and, you know, unless you just keep going, we don't know how close we are to the top. So that's kind of what we've been talking about. And I do think we're close. So, you know, there's a few little things we need to do to make sure that we can get up there.
Well, your team will now travel across town for the rematch against Ankeny on Friday. You guys posted a 57-29 victory over the Hawkettes on January 20th, and that was part of a stretch where Ankeny lost 9 out of 10 games. But the Hawkettes have turned things around. They've won their last three games, including a big road win over Ames for their first conference victory on Friday. You know, so they're playing a lot better, aren't they?
Boy, they're playing really well. I think their best basketball of the season. I watching them on tape, just seeing the you know, starting really to mesh and you know, the cohesive stuff, being able to move the ball and, you know, playing off all the different players and then playing really good defense as well.
Well, your defense really shut down Ankeny in that first meeting. You held the Hawkettes to 21% shooting. If you can get a similar defensive effort on Friday, you know, that's going to be crucial, isn't it?
We'd certainly like a similar defensive effort. They were watching, and the last game there were some shots that I think they'll probably hit, so we probably need to play a little bit better defense even in order to have success and be able to come out victorious.
Well, Meg Burns had a huge night for your team in that first game. She scored 19 points at one end of the floor while helping to hold Ankeny's Kayla Pitts to 12 points at the other end. You know, she's really going to be a key on Friday night as well as the rest of the season, isn't she, if you guys want to get to where you want to go?
Yeah, Meg's had a great season, and not often you find a player who can do the things she does on the offensive end of the floor but then turn right around and do the same things on the defensive end of the floor without missing a beat. So we're going to really need her to be big for us and in order for us to continue to in the postseason.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny Centennial assistant girls basketball coach Dave Runchie. And Dave, your team will close out the regular season next week with a game at Mason City, which is the number 13 team in Class 4A, on Tuesday, before hosting number 9 Urbandale on February 14th. You know, those are going to be two more good games to help prepare for the postseason, aren't they?
Yeah, if you look down our list of the games we've played, the number of ranked teams is pretty impressive. And if we looked at that at the beginning of the year, you're trying to, you know, pencil out some things, and you never know how things are going to fall out. But both of those games will be great preparation for us. Mason City will travel there. They're always very well coached, play hard, a lot of three-pointers. So, you know, that's tough. And then coming back to Urbandale, and they've gotten us a few times in a row. So we'd really want to get back and finish the season strong there.
Well, the Central Conference race is coming down to a two-way battle between Dallin Catholic and Johnston. You guys have been eliminated from title contention, so obviously your big concern right now is getting ready for the regional play. You know, what areas do you feel like you need the most growth between now and then?
I think we've talked about consistency, and I think that's a place where it starts in order. And you know, if you think back to like even a practice tonight, you know, you practice really well for a certain period of time, and then just at the end maybe not keep the focus there. So I think consistency is a big thing. You know, specific to the games, probably turnovers, being able to not allow our opponents to get points off of turnovers and make them earn everything, because we feel like our defense is pretty strong, being able to make just get our offense to be good enough, and then to, you know, lock in on defense.
Well, I believe the regional pairings will be announced on February 13th, the day before your last regular season game, so you clearly won't have a lot of time to prepare for your first regional opponent. But based on the current rankings, since you guys are now ranked 12th, you're likely going to be placed in the same regional with a top four or top five team. You know, Waukee and Southeast Polk are currently ranked in those positions. You know, so those are obviously two of the teams that could be placed in your bracket, right?
Certainly, and that, you know, that's with where we're at. We're obviously going to play a very, very good team. The rankings, the way the tournament pairings come out, a little bit different a little bit later on in the year, so it kind of be a little bit of a change up. But knowing that we can get film on each one of the teams, it'll probably just be, you know, whoever we get in there, and then we'll go after it.
Well, Johnston has moved up to the number 3 spot in the latest rankings, and that's another potential opponent, you know, that you could meet depending on how the rankings shake out next week. Your team has had two close games with Johnston. In the first game over there, you had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter before Johnston rallied for a 3-point win. Excuse me. And then in the rematch at your place, you took the Dragons into overtime before dropping a 62-57 decision. You know, so if you did get another crack at them, I'm sure that's a game that, you know, the girls would really relish that opportunity, wouldn't they?
Oh, I think they certainly would. You know, those two games were certainly ones that, you know, with a few bounces of the ball or a few things we could have done a little better, we could have been victorious. But if we'd have an opportunity to play them a third time, we'd relish that, like you said, and we'd be ready to go.
Well, you guys showed last year when you went over to Pleasant Valley and knocked off an unbeaten team in the regional final that you're capable of pulling off an upset to reach the state tournament. You know, I'm sure if you get to that point again this year, you know, you'll draw upon that experience, won't you?
I think so, and we've got a lot of the players that played on that team and were part of our team. So I think that experience to draw on that would certainly be something we would do with our kids, probably playing on the road wherever we would travel, whether it be around the metro or out east, out west, whatever. I think certainly we'll draw on that experience.
Now, in that game last year, because you guys hadn't seen Pleasant Valley, you know, in the regular season, that was an unfamiliar opponent. But did you have to kind of scramble to get ready for that game?
You know, we were able to get some tapes on them. It's a little bit different this year. All the teams in the state are on huddle now, so it's not as hard to get videos. Coach DeYoung and I went to watch Pleasant Valley play and knew they'd be a very tough opponent, scrappy opponent. But, you know, I think kind of, you know, whoever we play, we'll kind of go after it from there.
Well, Dave, this might be kind of a hard question because you don't know the regional brackets yet, but I'm going to fire away anyway. Four of the top five teams in Class 5A are from the CIML. You got number 2 Dowling, followed by Johnston, Waukee, and Southeast Polk. You know, you guys have already played all those teams, you know, not counting yourselves, but which of those teams do you think has the best chance to win a state title?
Wow. It seems to me Dowling and Waukee of those teams are playing their best basketball at this point in time. Haven't watched a lot of the, you know, Waukee, Dowling are playing their best. But, you know, I think it's like any time you get to the state tournament, whoever's playing their best at that point in time. And I think it, whoever the eight teams are, it's going to be kind of just a toss up and then see what happens.
Well, I know some of those teams have kind of knocked each other off. I mean, you could almost throw them in a hat and just draw it out, and you know, any of them could win, couldn't they?
I think with the way the girls basketball has become in the 5A, I think that's the way. You know, think of last year, we were one shot away from getting to the semifinal, and you know, kind of seeing what would happen with the eventual matchup against Dowling, who we would beaten twice during the year. So you know, you never know.
Well, I know Dowling lost a 2-point game, but number one Iowa City High on Saturday, and that was the day after they beat you guys on the road. And of course, the Maroons are led by Caitlin Clark, who's the consensus best player in the state. You know, if there's one player that could almost single-handedly lead her team to a state championship, you know, it's probably her, isn't it?
Yes, I do think so. She's amazing. The things she does, and I think her team has stepped up their game along with her from last year to this year, and she's also stepped up her game. So a team that went to the semifinals last year, and now I would think certainly she could will her way, and I would use the word will because that's how she is, and will their team to a possible state championship.
Well, Dave, as the season comes to a close here, you know, these are the last handful of games where you'll be able to coach your daughter, Taylor. Is it kind of hard to believe that her high school career is, you know, coming to an end here?
You know, in some respects it is. It does go by very quickly. I can think back to when she was a freshman and she was on the scout team, and then just kind of the progression as things go on. And yeah, it's hard to believe, but obviously it's here. So we want to, and we had a talk the other night about how we need to appreciate it, and because you don't know how much longer it's going to be.
Well, you guys have certainly had a good run together ever since Taylor joined the varsity team as a freshman. The Jaguars have posted a 16-27 record, and of course, last year you made the run to the state tournament. You know, was that pretty cool to be able to share that experience with her?
Yeah, I can. You know, when you think of all the different experiences I've been so lucky to have as a coach, that probably was at the top of the list of experiences for sure.
Well, I know you've been on some state championship teams, too. If you could share one of those this year, that'd probably be even better, wouldn't it?
That would be special, yes.
Well, I know you coached some of Taylor's teams when she was younger. You know, did that help make things easier for you guys when she first joined the varsity team?
You know, I think it's just a little bit different. Coaching her teams, I think I had more of a more interaction with her, and now it's more of my job is to kind of oversee and work with, you know, when she was part of the scout team as a freshman, you know, we were able to. And I think that did help. And then now that she's, you know, I have a little bit different role. We don't have much communication during practice, so maybe it's just a little bit different. But certainly, you know, our relationship, I think, is very good, and we're able to, you know, feed off of each other.
So when you guys are at practice or a game now, you know, does she call you Coach, Dad, or Dave?
You know what? I'm not sure as I think through the 4 years, I'm not sure we really – as much as we talk, it's kind of sharing, you know, a little comment back and forth. But I don't know that she's called me any of those in practice.
Maybe she just says, hey, you, huh?
Maybe.
Well, I'm sure you're anxious to see how she'll do at the next level. And we'll talk with her here in a little bit about her commitment to Wartburg. But how much guidance did you give her when she was going through the recruiting process? Did you give her much input, or did you just kind of let her handle the process?
With Taylor being our first kid going to college, I think we allowed her to take a look at all the different options and kind of make a decision on her own. And then she asked us, you know, kind of what we thought, and we gave her some of our feedback too. But I think she's made an excellent decision, and we're just kind of excited once this year's over to get going to that next chapter.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks a lot for coming tonight. I appreciate it. We'll see you at the game on Friday.
All right, Dan. Thank you all. Thanks for all you do for us.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic weekly podcast sponsored by Iowa Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, forever young photo facials, halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is a senior guard and a four-year player for the Centennial Girls Squad. She's averaging 4.6 points and 2.8 rebounds per game, and she's shooting nearly 50% from three-point range this season. She's also the daughter of our first guest. She is Taylor Runchy. Taylor, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win last night. Your team ended a three-game losing skid with a victory over Des Moines East. What did you think of your team's overall performance?
was?
I think we performed well. We came out from the get-go, and we knew we just needed to take care of business. The shots were going in, so that always helps, and we really focused on pushing the ball up the floor. So, yeah.
Like we talked about with your dad, Cleo Murray had a career night scoring 20 points. Were you kind of looking to get the ball to her once she started heating up?
Yeah, I think so. She hit those three threes right off the bat. And we've talked about this year, if someone's shooting really well, we want to really try and get it to them. And then in the second half, she had, I don't know how many consecutive breakaway layups, but yeah, I think we're looking to get it to her.
Well, now you guys will travel to Ankeny on Friday to play the Hawkettes. This will be your final Jayhawk game, unless the two teams would happen to meet in the postseason. You've had a chance to play in a lot of these rivalry games in your career between both basketball and softball. Well, what has it been like for you to play in this rivalry, you know, against some girls like Kayla Pitts that you used to play with and are still friends with?
It's been really cool. This is one of the, like, the Ankeny Jags game is one of the games we look forward to the most of the year, just because the atmosphere is so cool, and you know, it's always going to be a competitive game, and yeah, it's just been really special to get to play against people you maybe knew when we were growing up.
Well, you know, they're going to really want to win that game on Friday. What do you think are going to be the keys in this matchup?
As always, I think our defense is our main key. I think their offense, they definitely show signs where they can really get going, and they have had players step up big time. So just shutting down the penetration, I think, will be our biggest key. And then using our inside as an advantage.
Well, Ankeny enters the game on a three-game winning streak. That includes a victory at Ames on Friday. And, of course, the Little Cyclones have beaten you guys the previous week. You know, so the Hawkettes seem to be playing pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. They've obviously, though, shown signs of that throughout the whole year. So it's not surprising to see that.
Well, after this game, you'll play two ranked teams next week to close out the regular season, Mason City and Urbandale. Don't know how many of these games you're going to win, but how important do you think it is to build some momentum for the postseason?
Oh, I think it's very important. We've had some tough losses these past couple of weeks, and so we know that the most important thing is what we do from now on. So if we could get a couple wins going into the postseason, that would be huge for us.
Well, like we talked about with your dad, your team has only lost three games by double-digit margins. Every other game has gone down to the wire. You know, does that give you the confidence that you guys can play with anyone that you might see in regional play?
Yeah, I think definitely. We've talked about how, you know, it doesn't matter at this point who we're going to play. We know we're going to play somebody good. And so basically it's just knowing that we can play with anybody in the state and carrying that out.
Well, those regional pairings will be announced next week, and you guys know that you're likely going to be placed in the same regional bracket with one of the top teams from the CIML, although that's still to be determined. You know, is there a certain team that you'd like to see in your bracket, or does it really matter to you?
I don't think it really matters to us. You know, it's sometimes it would be nice to play somebody from a different part of the state that we haven't seen as many times, but also, you know, we can use it to our advantage if we do play someone we've already played. Yeah, doesn't really matter, though.
Do you feel like this team, you know, is capable of going on a state tournament run, though, like last year's team did?
Yeah, I think definitely. We've showed signs throughout the year of what we're capable of, and now I think it's just putting that in these big games and carrying that out.
What do you think is going to be the key for this team, you know, to reach its ceiling?
I think just obviously our defense is our main strength, so we really just need to keep growing that. And then on the offensive end, just like my dad talked about, not turning it over and just getting a shot we can make.
Well, we talked to your dad about Alex's injury. You know, how important do you think it is to get her back?
Very important. She has the most experience over the 4 years of any of us on our team. And just the presence she brings inside, her composure, and then on the defensive end, she's really able to cover up anything that any penetration that we allow or just anything, she's really able to cover up on the defensive end.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa home buyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time home buyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending and the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, we're visiting with Centennial Senior Taylor Runchy on the podcast here. Taylor, the season's coming to a close, and these will be the last handful of games that you'll get to play for your dad. You know, what's it been like for you to play for him?
It's been really awesome. I guess going in as a freshman, you don't really know what it's going to be like, but it's definitely been a really cool experience.
Well, I know you told me earlier this season that the two of you, you know, have found a really great balance between the coach-player and father-daughter relationships, and that you understand that the father-daughter one, you know, almost always comes first. But you also mentioned that there have been some ups and downs along the way. So do you ever recall getting mad at him over something?
I don't know about mad. I mean, sometimes we exchange comments or something like that, but and there's never been really any big moment, I don't think.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Well, is it going to seem strange next year, though, when you're playing at Wartburg because, you know, you're not going to be seeing him on a daily basis?
Yeah, that will be weird. Both of my parents, my mom in softball, my dad in basketball, I've always been coached by one of my parents, so that will be a little bit weird, but I think a good change.
Well, I know you told me earlier this year that your college decision came down to a choice between Wartburg and Northwestern College. So what were the deciding factors?
It was a really tough decision. I really loved both places. One of the main things was distance from home and just Waverly's a little bit bigger town, not feeling isolated maybe. And then, you know, what Wartburg has to offer, I don't think anybody can match that, both in athletics and education.
Well, I know there's a lot of Ankeny kids up there too, so maybe that'll help you, huh?
Yeah, I think so. A couple other kids in my grade going there, so yeah.
Well, how's Wartburg doing this year? Are they having a good season?
Yeah, I think so. They've only lost 3 games, I think, and they're ranked pretty highly, so yeah.
Do you think you'll have a chance to step in and play right away next year?
I don't know. I guess we'll see, and I know they have a lot of upperclassmen experience, so I'll just be looking to help however I can.
Well, Taylor, you've been a 4-year player at Centennial in softball as well, and I thought you might choose to focus on that sport in college. So why did you pick basketball over softball? Do you just enjoy it more?
I wouldn't say I enjoy it more. I love both of the sports, but it sort of came down to what sport I think I would enjoy playing year-round, and for me, that was basketball.
Kind of hard to play softball in the winter, right?
Yeah.
Now you plan to play your final season of softball before you head off to Waverly?
Yep.
All right. Well, I see one of your softball teammates, Frenny Burnett, just announced her commitment to Central. Yeah. You guys do return several key players from a team that set a school record for victories last year. Do you feel like this year's team has a lot of potential?
Yeah, I think so. Basically, our goal each year has just been to get a little bit better, a little bit better. So I really hope this year we can make a state tournament run maybe. And we lost like all our senior outfielders, but we bring back a lot of the infield. And so I think, yeah, we'll have a good chance.
Well, of course, last year was a transition year for the program with former Ankeny assistant coach Brett Delaney moving across town to become the head coach. You know, certainly a successful year, though. What did he bring to the program, or what changes did he make that proved to be beneficial?
Well, you know, I think he just showed us that he was going to be there for us, you know, for the long haul. And I think we were able to play looser under him, and he just gives us a lot of confidence and allows us to have fun. So.
Well, Taylor, I know you told me earlier that you're planning to study education at Wartburg and that you want to become a teacher. So you plan to follow in your dad's footsteps and become a coach as well?
I don't know. As of right now, I'm not thinking so, but yeah. We'll see, I guess.
Well, I'm sure he's got a few good years left. You know, he probably wouldn't mind coaching with you someday if you decided to go that route.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it. We'll see you at the game on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. All right. Well, my final guest tonight is a senior on the Ankeny girls team. She has averaged 8.7 points per game and has shot nearly 45% from behind the arc while helping the Hawkettes to an 8-10 record this season. She is Ashley Harrington. Ashley, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win last night. You scored 5 points in your team's 72-41 victory over Marshalltown on your home court. What did you think of your team's overall performance?
I think overall, like, we started with a slow start, but as we started getting the ball rolling, we did really good, and we got some players off the bench, and they got some playing time, and that was a really key to our victory.
Well, yeah, Rachel Christman had 3 3-pointers and scored 11 points. Sydney Truman added 8 points, and those were both career highs, especially with the injuries that you guys have had this season. You know, that would be huge if those two girls can continue to produce like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going forward, it'd be nice to have them come and make some big plays and some big games, and overall just getting confidence in games like Marshalltown, then that can help us in the future.
Well, this was the third straight win for your team following a stretch in which your team lost 9 out of 10 games. Do you feel like you guys are kind of peaking at the right time with the postseason coming up in a couple of weeks?
Definitely. I think that later in the season, it's definitely the right time to peak. And with our performances against Ames and Roosevelt, that's a good time to get some good wins. And hopefully we can carry it on through the rest of the season.
Well, yeah, your winning streak started with a 48-45 win at Roosevelt on January 28th, and then you had 16 points on Friday as your team posted a 60-49 win at then number 12 ranked Ames for your first conference victory. What do you think that win over the Little Cyclones did for your team's confidence?
That was a really good win for our confidence, and I mean, that was a good team victory overall. To have a game like that where everybody's playing well together and everybody's clicking, and then just to have fun on the court is definitely like something that'll boost the confidence and just let everybody on the field, like on the court, sorry, have fun.
Well, Ames is a team that owns wins over some other ranked teams like Urbandale and Ankeny Centennial, and now you'll get another chance to knock off Centennial as well. Your team will host the Jaguars on Friday, and will be looking to avenge an earlier 57-29 loss. What are you guys going to have to do to reverse that outcome?
I think that Centennial is one of the best defensive teams in the state, if not the best defensive team in the state. And earlier we scored 29 points against them, and that's just not acceptable in high school basketball. So I think that a major part of our victory will be putting the ball in the net, just playing simple. Defense, we just got to play hard and tough like we did against Ames, and we should hold them to a little less points and allow us to maybe put the ball in the basket a little bit more.
Well, yeah, your coach, Drew McAnally, told me after the Ames game that, quote, "I just thought we defended as hard and as consistent and as fundamentally sound as we have in my 4 years here." But like you mentioned, you know, Centennial has a great defense as well. You guys did really struggle to score in that first meeting. You know, and it will be important for you guys to shut them down as much as possible because, you know, you may have a hard time scoring yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Just playing defense and with some grit and just passion is one of the things that we need to keep looking for. And as a team, just overall, just play hard. And I think that as we've gone through the season, that it's been getting a lot better, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Well, in that first game, Centennial made 5 3-pointers, including 4 of 6 shooting by Meg Burns, and that was certainly a key factor in their win. You guys tried playing both man-to-man and zone defenses, but regardless of how you try to defend them, you really need to limit their open looks from behind the arc, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, Meg Burns is a really good shooter, and then you got, of course, down in the post as well. They have a lot of height, and we do not, unfortunately. So we got to be scrappy, and that's one of the things that they do really well on defense, and I think that we can almost learn from that and then give it back to them a little bit.
Well, next week, your team will play at Des Moines Hoover on Tuesday before closing out the regular season at home against number 3 Johnston on February 14th. Now, you guys played well in the first meeting at Johnston before dropping a 70-60 decision. That game will give your team a chance to play the role of a spoiler in the conference race because the Dragons are currently tied with Dowling for first place. But more importantly, it will also be a good test for you guys heading into the postseason. What do you think are some areas, you know, where you guys still need to improve on before tournament play?
I think definitely scoring, and we've been working on that throughout the whole season and practice and everything, and just putting the ball in the net, and that's a huge thing. And just defense, playing on defense and playing with grit and just really passion and making teams like have good shots.
All right. Well, the regional pairings will be announced on February 13th. You guys know that you're likely going to be placed in the same regional bracket with at least one of the top teams from the CIML, although that's, you know, still to be determined based on how the rankings shake out. You know, is there a certain team that you'd like to see in your bracket, or does it really matter to you?
I mean, it's hard with our CIML conference, and I mean, if anything, I mean, they're all really tough, but if anything, I think we'd want to play like Johnston or someone like that, just because I know that we've played well against them in the past.
All right. Well, your team obviously isn't going to be one of the favorites to reach the state tournament. Do you kind of feel like, you know, you guys will have nothing to lose once postseason play starts?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that with our record and how we've been performing, that eyes aren't really on us. And I think that that can lead to us just not really having any pressure going to postseason. And we can really spoil someone's season if we do perform and really do well.
Well, I'm sure you feel like with the way you guys are playing right now, though, that you might be able to surprise some people, huh?
Definitely. I think that we're really confident right now. And if we can, then that'll be really nice ending the season.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They'll help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny senior Ashley Harrington. Ashley, I know you're focused on basketball right now, but I also want to ask a few questions about your primary sport, which of course is soccer. Your Ankeny team is the defending state champion in Class 3A. Do you think you guys bring back enough talent to make another run at the state title this season?
I think we do. I think that it's every time that seniors graduate, it's a new team and there's new leaders and everything. And I feel like we have a really good group of leaders this year. And with enough talent coming in through the freshman class, I think that we can really perform as well as we have in the past and hopefully maybe even like better.
Well, in last year's state championship match against Waukee, the game was scoreless until the final minute when you assisted on the game-winning goal by Sage Adamson. How often do you think about that moment?
Definitely a lot. That's probably one of the highlights in my soccer career is just that goal. And not that necessarily that Sage scored it, but just like the amount of effort that went into that whole game and then just to be relieved at the end with an assist to Sage, one of my great friends, was definitely rewarding, and I think about it quite often and just look through the highlights and stuff like that just for fun.
Well, I can only imagine what that moment was like when I played basketball a long time ago. We made it to state, but we never won a state tournament or anything. If that happened to me, I'd probably think about it every day.
So. Yeah.
Well, your team has lost Sage as well as several other key players to graduation, including Chloe Cooker and Olivia Shire, who were both named the all-tournament team along with you. How do you think this year's team is going to differ from last year's squad?
I think we did lose some really good seniors, and they were some really good leaders on the field and off the field as well. But overall, I mean, it's a new team, like I said, and we just have to regroup as a team and make sure that we establish a good leadership and a good team chemistry and environment as well. And I think that that's one of the main things that we did really well last year, and Simon helped us with that. And overall, I think that if we can do that this year, that it'll help a lot. And honestly, I don't think that talent will necessarily matter as much as just a chemistry and hard work will.
Well, you scored a team-leading 19 goals and had 6 assists last season. You know, do you think your role will be any different this year other than just trying to produce as many goals as you can?
Definitely. I think that this year I've really been looking forward to being a leader on the team and more than just scoring goals and just being one of the people that the whole team can rely on and can look forward to, like, for direction or anything like that.
Well, you've already committed to play for Northern Iowa next year. Are you getting, you know, pretty anxious to take your game to the next level?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. It's really exciting. I'm looking forward to just playing with some girls that I've met over there and just the next level.
Well, I know the Panthers are going to be rebuilding a little bit next season. Do you think you can step in right away and make an impact?
Hopefully. I mean, I've looked at the season that they had, and I think that with our class coming up, it's a really good class, and I feel like a lot of us can step in and help the team and really getting a good season rolling and stuff like that.
Now, what do you plan to study up there?
I'm planning on doing a 3+2 program and kind of making it into like a 4+2 so I can play 4 years of soccer there. And I'll do 4 years of physics at UNI, and then I'll do 2 years of engineering at Iowa State.
Okay, that sounds pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley. Well, thanks a lot for coming tonight. Really appreciate it, and I'll see you at the game on Friday.
Sounds good.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. Really appreciate their time. And we did not forget about the boys' basketball matchup coming up on Friday. We'll have a podcast next week that will recap the big Jaguar game on Friday and also look ahead to the postseason. There should be some interesting matchups there with both Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial doing so well on the boys' side. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at Mike Stanbro, that's STANBROUGH, @iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.